Hello, welcome to Newsbox. It's Monday the 22nd of October.
And this is...
The news. Is that what you were going to say?
No.
What were you going to say?
And this is Newsbox.
Okay. It's Monday the 22nd of October. And this is... Newsbox. That was rubbish.
I didn't want to say it like that.
What?
Never mind. There's been a killer bug, but don't worry about that.
That's...
Rugby.
Sport news, there's been a lot of sports weekends.
Ronnie O'Sullivan.
Yeah.
Lost out to the snooker yesterday.
Is that early?
Well, I'd watched a bit of it and he was leading, so I thought, okay, I can calm down and turn it over. And then I heard on the radio he'd lost to a Chinese man.
That was the surprise then?
Yeah.
Was he going to win?
Well, that was the snooker Grand Prix, but I thought the Grand Prix was a racing cars, but Grand Prix must be
some kind of wider grand sport. Prize.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Why do we say it in French?
Je ne sais pas pourquoi.
Ah, oui.
that's almost a good thing. So we lost the rugby, which was no surprise to either of us because we're both soothsayers and sports fans. But I have to say, I thought that everyone came out of it very well. So the manager just went, well, yeah, there's a decision against us, but you just got to accept that and move on. I think everyone did very well. I'm very proud of my boys. And I saw a lovely clip of some fans dancing in a fountain in Paris going, we're the second best team in the world. And it seemed everyone was very jolly, much more so the football fans who are quite sulky and petulant when they don't win.
Mm. There was a good interview with this man as well, the same man.
The manager.
The manager, who is 65 years old. And they said, so did the best team win? He went... The best team always win.
He's very sensible. He should be the leader of the Liberal Democrats.
He should be the leader of the world.
Talking of the Liberal Democrats, it's definitely Nick Clegg v. Chris Hume.
I found out something about Nick Clegg.
What have you found out about him?
Well, I mean, I didn't so much find it out here, but right on the radio. But apparently there was a top sexiest poll of... politicians, he came third, and he went to the Arctic with some other Lib Dem politicians. Ooh. And he kept saying to them, ha ha, and calling this other man ninth, and he was third. Apparently he wouldn't shut up about it the whole time in the Arctic, and they couldn't get away from him.
I actually quite fancy Chris Hume.
Which one's that? He looks a bit like...
Chipmunky on that particular picture.
But
I watched them on telly yesterday, and it's quite interesting because they were saying, so what have you two got? Basically, you've got loads in common, haven't you? And they say, yeah, well, of course we have. We're members of the same political party. So, of course, we're going to agree on most things. That's kind of not the point. And this is what this particular news story I'm looking at says. Basically, it's going to be a beauty contest. But I think, you know, I wouldn't Nick Clegg, is what I'm saying.
It shouldn't be a beauty contest, really, should it?
Well, the thing is, if there's nothing to, policy-wise, if there's nothing to set them apart, then what else is going to? Maybe they should just have a who's got the biggest dick on, who can piss furthest up the wall contest.
Egg and spoon race, sack race.
Any Olympics, yeah.
Arm wrestle.
Contest, yeah. That's what it's going to come down
Tetris.
To, but I do not...
Actually, Tetris would be good. Oh, Krypton Factor, that'd be good.
That would be very good, because I'd test them agility, mental, and physical.
Yeah, and that's what we need.
Good idea.
I'd like to see David Cameron pitted against Gordon Brown on the Krypton Factor. That would be brilliant.
That would be really funny.
Yeah.
I imagine they'd both be rubbish.
Do you reckon?
I don't know, though.
I can imagine Gordon Brown being a disaster on the assault course.
Well, I'm picturing it now.
Yeah, you can imagine him puffing and puffing over the rope thing. David Cameron would be like a little gazelle over it, but he wouldn't be so good at doing the landing the plane. Although, when Krypton Factor when they got to the point where they were doing the simulation landing the plane, it was on the way out, wasn't it? It wasn't as good.
I
preferred it when they had
take
to make
off rather than landing.
They had to put wooden blocks together.
Yeah. Oh, I see what you're talking about now, as I was listening halfway through, which is bad of me.
Yeah.
I was just reading this story about the court, which is a particular word that caught my eye in this story. The court's giving out puzzle sheets to long waiting time, so people are getting bored. So they've made a little puzzle sheet, people could do a crossword and set the word search and stuff. One man awaiting sentencing for assault said, "Last thing on my mind is finding the word jobless from a square of letters." The word jobless was the one that caught my eye.
We should make it, write this down, word search, and it'll be about news of the, yeah. We're just putting together ideas for the annual, which will be available to purchase on the 1st of December. It needs to be before that, because it takes a while, doesn't it? 15th of November.
That's really soon!
Something like that, anyway. So, any ideas?
We'll probably knock it together this afternoon.
Yeah, probably.
But, maybe tomorrow afternoon, so if you have got your ideas, send them in now.
Yeah, to our MySpace.
Children prefer to save cash in a piggy bank than let their parents look after it, because they know what happens if they let their parents look after it. Parents go and spend it on bottles of wine, and they don't get the same coins back.
Mm. Well, you know what happened in Mary Poppins, don't you?
Yeah, so you invested in the bank.
Invested in the bank! No! I want to buy birdseed for that fat old shrimp.
Another news story, very important. There's apparently changes to the hosepipe ban law. Looking forward after this year's floods.
Yeah.
And excessive water.
Yeah.
Coming from the sky. Thinking about next year's inevitable hosepipe ban.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I assumed a hosepipe ban was a ban on hosepipes use and the use of.
Yeah. Is it not?
No. Turns out you're only banned from washing cars and watering the garden with the hosepipe.
So what else would you do with a hosepipe?
At the moment you can fill up a pool with the water from a hosepipe.
Right.
You can clean your patio. Clean your garden furniture. There's all sorts of really stupid things that you think, now they're banning everything, which makes sense.
Yeah.
You think, why didn't you initially say, I tell you what people, stop back hosepiping your garden furniture, but do water your lawns, because that's what keeps Britain looking beautiful. Don't fill up your pool.
Yeah, don't let the plants die.
Just because you're rich doesn't mean you can fill up your pool with water. You can fill it up with everything.
Naive.
Anyway, and you're not going to be able to use a hosepipe to wash your windows, which if you are using a hosepipe to wash your windows, you're not doing it very well.
Oh. You could smash your windows if you use a power hose.
You're certainly not allowed to use power hoses because they use a ridiculous amount.
I once turned a power hose on a man.
Did you? He'd fall over?
Well, he's against a wall. It was funny to me.
Was it someone you knew?
Very, very vaguely.
Did you get lamped for it?
Yeah. There's been some shootings, this time in Manchester.
They've got
12 and 15-year-olds.
Dead?
Little boys. Apparently they've been having full-on gun battles.
Like the Wild West? It's stupid. What's wrong with the youth of today?
Kids, put down those weapons. What was it Gerry Adams said?
Put down
those weapons. For dying the weapons.
That's quite good. If you do the impression of John Cole.
Who's that?
John Cole here. He used to be the political correspondent. He was actually head chief political correspondent for the BBC.
Well, maybe he was the man that used to do the voice of Gerry Adams, and that's where I've got it from. Well, you know, it's only recent that he's allowed to speak, isn't it?
I know, that just seems so stupid, doesn't it? Now he's on, being interviewed by Gloria Hunford. Everything.
They should have given him the comedy voice if he really hated him that much. They should have given him Barbara Windsor.
Well, I think what we're doing now is treading some very old comedy grounds. From the 80s, here's some new comedy ground to tread, though.
Go on.
Harry Potter star Daniel Radcliffe says he dreams of being a rock star.
Mm-hmm.
Says, oh, well, don't we all? We all have our own hairbrush moments and think we're like Snow Patrol. Now, I really don't think that many people... They get a hairbrush, sing in front of the mirror. What would you say? I've had the time of my life. I'm so excited. Something from the 80s. You wouldn't sing Snow Patrol. Let's do Chuck, Chase and Cars.
You do Caravan of Love, like everyone else saying.
So, foolish there.
Idiot.
Foolish. Unless these all think we all have a hairbrush and think, oh, a bit of a cunt singing into my hairbrush, and then you would be like Snow Patrol.
What is a Snow Patrol song?
That Chasing Cars one that I was just doing.
I didn't recognise it. I have seen Snow Patrol.
Do, do, do,
Oh, only by accident. Amy Winehouse has gone blonde.
Crikey. Yep. She looked exactly like Marilyn Monroe. Or Myra Hindley. She would look just like Myra Hindley, wouldn't she? Wouldn't she just...
Yeah. She said, my man Blake loves the blonde look, so I've gone blonde.
Look like Mary Hindley.
My man Blake.
My man. I love the fact that anybody in the world would say, hi, my man Blake.
Well, my man Blake likes to take me up the shitter, so bleach me arsehole, and now he takes me 5 times a day. Mm. People do bleach their arseholes.
Yeah, I do that. I've seen it on the telly.
Have you? Yeah. How do they do it?
Porn stars do it and that. I think that's a bit of Jolene, I think.
Have you ever seen your own arsehole?
Now you mention it, I don't know if I have.
That's weird, isn't it? Like,
yeah.
I don't think I've.
You've seen mine, though, haven't you?
Yeah, you've seen mine. To be honest, I've been too scared to look at mine since the whole brown baby incident.
Well, let's not go into that. A man yesterday found a toad in some salad that he got from Tesco's. He was angry about it, but I'd be pretty excited if a Spanish toad had come over to my house.
In what? Some tomatoes?
Some spinach.
Some spinach, and then he'd been eating the spinach.
Well, basically, it's been shipped over from Pack. In a bag, shipped over from Spain.
Oh, I like a toad.
Put in Tesco's, he's picked it up, put it in his fridge for 2 days, opened it, and then the toad jumps out and gets all lively because it's warmed up. It's a pretty remarkable toad.
You know what I'd do with that toad?
Put it in an ice cream tub with a leaf.
No, I'd put it in a tank. With the sea is turning into acid.
Oh dear.
pH has changed, turning into acid, so it's good and bad. It's good in that you can get free chemical peel.
Yes.
Bad in that you can't really go for a nice long swim.
No, that blistering.
Bad in that it's killing all the fishes. Good in that it's killing off the sharks, so no more shark attacks. So that is the good and bad of that acid sea.
I've got some quite shocking news. You heard me gasp earlier when I read this
And I said, what?
And I said, I'll tell you later on Newsbox, live.
Yeah.
For a recording.
Yeah.
Guess who's come out as gay? Well, not really come out as gay, so much as been outy.
Who?
Dumbledore. J.K. Rowling outs Dumbledore as gay. She was doing a talk about the fictional character, and someone asked if Dumbledore had found true love, obviously having not read the books and knowing that he's dead, and she said that Dumbledore is gay, and he had a bit of a thing for Gellert Grindelwald, who he'd beaten in a battle about the good and evil, but it was also a battle for love.
So Dumbledore likes a bastard as well?
Yeah, he does. To be honest, I think that's why he gave Snape the job.
Do you think, thinking back, because you read the books, I haven't, can you think of any moments of when he appeared gay?
No.
Do you think she was having a laugh because of the actor?
She probably was having a laugh, yeah.
God, she looks like Britney Spears now, doesn't she?
She's got younger and younger.
Younger every day.
Yeah.
Cracking. There's a new gel.
Brilliant, I've been looking out for a new gel. What does it do?
You cover it, your food in it, and then it tells you if the food's gone off or not.
but you can't eat it even if it hasn't, because it's got gel all over it.
Yeah. A bit like the jelly on meat pies. Oh, but I've not had a meat pie in years. Proper meat pie. Like a little meat pie that you get from pie shop that's like a little short crisp pastry. It's got a bit of gravy full of jelly. And
jelly,
yeah.
I've been to the Chippy and got you a pie in the last year, definitely.
But it's a different kind of pie.
Well, there is a pie shop, so we'll go there.
Where?
Off Kendal Moon.
I bet it's Wanker's pies.
Probably, yeah. You're probably right.
But it's cum pie.
This is a nice story. Two sisters from Lithuania are becoming millionaires because they set up a shop selling Eastern European goods. They basically, one of them drove past an empty shop in a village, Marden, in Herefordshire. And so, there's an empty shop there. I tell you what, I'm going to get my sister in on this. And we'll open the shop, and they've imported stuff from Poland and Bulgaria. They've been selling it to local migrants and local people who are just interested in eating some Polish food. And I like the initiative there.
That's good. So,
ladies.
Is it like the shop where... there's one for Australians where they go to get a Vegemite and other whatever crap you want, sharks and koala bear meat.
Mm-hmm.
They're the same mood, people are missing this.
I think so, yeah, and they have them in America, so Marmite and ketchup and stage free sauce and stuff. I'll have to do. guess what the new fashion is? And I'm pretty excited about this fashion because I do it already.
Is it looking like a scruff bag?
No, it's looking like Sherlock Holmes.
Since when did Sherlock Holmes
wear... He always wore pink jumpers.
Well, talk us through the look.
Dear Stalker.
Yeah, good. That's what I want for my birthday.
Well, don't tell me that now, because I just told you the size of what I'm getting you for your birthday. It's not the Dear Stalker.
What about a dead deer?
No. A brown jacket, a sort of, well, it looks like a plaid dress, and gloves, silk fingerless gloves, and a pipe. that's the look.
Very, very, yeah. Very good. Very good.
No, I quite like it.
I'd like to see you smartening yourself also.
I'll tell you, yesterday I actually pretty much threw half of my clothes away. I've taken out my wardrobe and left them in the pile going. But now I need to get some new clothes. Because I basically left everything just black in the wardrobe.
Do you want me to go shopping with you and tell you what's good and what's not? Because you don't know.
Yeah, I've got my eye on a coat.
Right.
I'm going to get it on Thursday.
What colour is it?
Blue.
Electric blue?
No.
Royal blue?
No.
Light blue?
I'll show you in a minute.
Okay.
I can look it up now if you like, but we are doing it in the middle of a podcast.
it's a matter of interest. It's fashion. It's a fashion section, isn't it?
Well, I'll look it up then and you can just talk.
Okay. Britney Spears was allowed to take her little boys out for the day. She took them for a coffee.
How old are they?
6 months and 18 months. That's nice.
Too young for coffee.
Gerard Depardieu.
He's going on the list.
He's going on the list of brilliant names. And he's also, he's probably quite a bit of weight, but he can carry it. He's Gerard Depardieu.
I mean, to be honest, his nose balances out his guts, doesn't it?
Yeah. And there's some new fashion. Oh, you've done it.
I've done the fashion. Tony Blair, there's a new book out called Blair Unbound, written by Anthony Seldon. And he has been talking about...
About what?
Sorry, I'm still looking for my coat. How, basically, Tony Blair and Gordon Brown didn't get on. And Ed Balls, mm-hmm. who's now Education Secretary...
Is he the one that wrote Bottom?
No. That was Rick Mayall. He is the one who did a lot of the fueling the fire. But one point... Tony Blair said he felt like an abused and bullied wife after having a row with Ed Balls, which I think is possibly overdoing it a bit.
Possibly he should try and
the Prime Minister.
live in the shoes of an abused and battered wife and then see how it feels.
It's teal, that's what colour the coat is that I like.
Teal is very good. I'm wearing I've got my teal zip up.
This is it here.
Yeah.
Do you like it?
Yeah, it's good. It's very you.
Well, of course it is. It's for me. apparently, when Alan Milburn got the job of running the election,
yeah.
Brown apparently shouted at Tony Blair, "You've appointed that fucker Milburn. Is it about cooking the manifesto against me?" He's angry. Apparently, so there we go. Sounds like a bit of a rubbish book, to be honest.
Millions use them, but most of us do not know what iPod means. Michelle, do you know what iPod means?
No.
Do you not?
Well, it means... Well, I know what it is.
I'm going to text you a few different words here.
I is for, interactive.
Well, look at me for the answer, because I don't know.
Oh, okay then.
Do you know what flash is? In terms of a computer.
It just means it's good.
Do you know what nano means?
Little.
Cookie? Biscuit. Kernel?
Sanders?
Megahertz?
100,000,000.
A cell? Soft cell? Plasma?
I'll tell you what, when I did my computer studies GCSE, these questions, when all you had was RAM and ROM. Like, I know what they mean.
My brother's computer was 8K. And you had to get a motherboard to make it 16K.
Yeah, and you had a floppy disk, and that was it.
You didn't even have floppy disks, it had a cassette.
It had
a tape player.
Wasn't that long ago.
This was, though, the one I'm talking about.
An unemployed father has sewn his mouth shut and locked his head in an iron mask in protest at his family's money problems. Basically, he's asking the government to give him a loan so he can start a business and pay health costs for his wife and children. And he says, I'm doing this to get attention because people have a heart of iron and also a face of iron, he said, speaking out of an unsewn corner of his mouth.
Hmm.
He's a bit mad, isn't he? There's been a Scrabble Championship happening.
Cool.
It was the National Scrabble Championships. The final was in London yesterday. Someone's played the word bum. So, glad to see that Scrabble is as childish. And that reminds me, it's about time you played a word bum on our Scrabble game.
I will do. Got a picture here. Somebody's managed to catch this. It's an incredible picture of Pope Benedict getting up with the Archbishop of Cyprus.
Archbishop of Cyprus?
He's called Chrysostomos II. And they were at a peace conference. And they were meant to be doing
peace. Say peace conference, orgy.
So he's like, look at that grip. Fucking hell. You can tell who the sponge is. The Pope. Just for anyone who's not listening. Pope's definitely getting it. Good on the Pope.
Apparently we waste £1.9 billion a year overcharging gadgets. It says that it's because we overestimate how long they take to get powered up, but it's probably because you go, just before you go to bed, you go, oh, better charge my phone up.
Yeah.
You don't go, I'll set my alarm for 3 hours' time so I can wake up in the middle of the night and turn it off. You get up to turn it off in the morning.
Mm.
So I don't know if it's overestimating, so well, much as just, you know, sleeping.
I mean, it sounds here like we're crying out for a new invention that should be fairly simple, which is, as soon as it's full, it just stops taking power. God! Or get one of these ones that can, like, you can just, what is it, a melon or something? A melon that's been filled with vinegar or something. You can get power out of it. I saw it.
Talking of melons. Hang on. I've got a melon story. No, there's a new special edition of Dirty Dancing out.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's, 20 years since it came out. Look out for the limited edition scented watermelon bag. Probably the most pointless thing I've ever seen in my life, but you can get I Carried a Watermelon Dirty Dancing Special Edition DVD.
Have you ever heard of a man called Monty Panesar?
Yeah, he's a cricketer.
Oh, that'd be why he's holding a cricket ball. Okay, well, I've never heard of him, but apparently he's signing copies of his...
You know me, I'm an expert on cricket.
He's signing copies of his...
I know where Silly Mood on, and that's everything.
You knew about Cyril...
Cyril Regis.
Yeah, you knew he was a footballer. Monty Panesar is signing copies of his autobiography tomorrow in Holborn W.H. Smith. So if you fancy popping down
there... Well, I'll tell you what, if you know someone who likes cricket, that'd be a lovely Christmas present.
Now let me think, who do I know that likes cricket?
No one.
No one. He's going to have a big queue, isn't it? It'd be even bigger than Tony Adley's queue.
Probably a whole six people. Coca-Cola is still top of the food chain, apparently, because it has no natural predators.
Hakuna Matata.
You know, it's the most valuable grocery brand in Britain. worth like 17 times more than anything else.
Oh, but come on, it's fantastic.
Well, it is, yeah, it's good. Sometimes a can of Coke is just the thing.
It's a gift. Have you ever tried the fizzing on your...
No.
It's good. Mm. It's literally, it's worth a go. Forget all this, the rest of it. Forget, you know, ketchup. Forget chocolate sauce. Forget jam. Forget
ketchup and jam.
Custard. Forget biro. Coca-Cola.
Okay. Can you guess what the other brands that are popular are without looking at them and reading my own?
Well, now let me think. It'd be something that people use a lot of. Something like Tylenol Andrex. Or something like, I don't know, a well-known kind of family brand. Maybe something like Cadbury's.
Well, number two is actually Warburton's, which I didn't put a picture of, so that's boxed you. Guess what's going to happen?
What?
Two women are going to be in space at the same time, piloting different ships. And they're probably going to crash into each other because you know what women drivers are like, don't you?
Are you taking a nap?
I don't know. They're going to have to get someone to navigate for them because women can't tell where the fuck they are, especially when they're in space.
That's a disaster.
Oh, I bet they're both having their periods at the same time. It's going to be a nightmare on that space station.
And they'll scratch each other's eyes out, won't they? What are they going to put all their period blood?
Well, I guess they soaked into a tampon. And then they just float it around. Apparently there's real life Charlie Browns in the world and they get picked on because they're inept at sport. And boys and girls who lack athletic ability often experience sadness, isolation and rejection. That's a bit like
me. That is me.
And me.
I was always the one sat on the bench. And even if I had brought the games kit, then they'd do the pickings and I'd still be left on the bench. Oh. Apart from country dancing.
Oh, country dancing is a good bit of sport, isn't it?
Fantastic. Something to make sure you don't accidentally do tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Don't accidentally go and see Patrick Keating at the Trafalgar Studios because it'll just be a load of cock.
Well, apparently it is. Dave, the TV channel.
A channel?
Yeah, it's a channel called Dave. We talked about this the other day because that's the one that commissioned that stupid, witty thing.
Stupid, witty thing?
Yeah, there's the stupid thing about who the wittiest people in the country are. One of them is fucking Noel Gallagher. Liam Gallagher. Fucking Noel Gallagher. But I watched I watched a bit of Dave the other day and they showed a repeat of the first series of The Apprentice. So it's actually now my favourite TV channel. It's pretty exciting. It's always Syrah in it.
I'm still upset about the top 10 things. I just don't think that should be put out there, really.
No, and the thing is, we're giving it the oxygen of publicity by talking about it constantly, but it's very irksome. Right, are we finished now? Oh, it's a long one again. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow.
Bye.
Theme fell off her chest.